Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show is doing it again tonight. The entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button. Have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show. Number 15 Arbitron.
John, nobody's watching. Charlie. That's good, Charlie.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Ooh! Charlie!
Charlie.
Grandpa?
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa.
Ooh! Charlie, you've done it!
Whee! I'm a shooting star!
You know, we've not even officially gone back on the network yet, but let's bring him in because we've got a new theme for him. Hi, Charlie.
Charlie. Hello, Don. Charlie.
You know, we've not even returned yet.
Join the Charlie people.
There we go, Charlie.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They're
great, baby.
And now, because there's nothing else on, right. The Don and Mike Show.
See you tonight at the Mike's Joint.
Right. Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
We'll be at O'Mara's in Manassas.
Who's that?
Tonight?
You.
Mike's place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Hootinky.
Huh. Hair everywhere.
Don't like it, Don.
What, Charlie?
Just kidding.
Charlie.
How's everybody?
We have the Charlie interview today.
My name is Charlie, and it's time for the Charlie interview.
Charlie, do you like gelato?
What?
Do you like gelato?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's kind of like...
No, I don't.
It's kind of like Italian ice.
I don't know
ice.
What it is.
It's kind of like Italian ice.
No,
what's
it's
that?
It's kind of ice creamy.
Ice cream?
It's kind of like ice cream.
What do you mean kind of?
Have you ever been in an Italian restaurant and they brought you something called gelato?
I've been in an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
Tony's.
Tony's?
Tony's Pizza.
Tony's Pizza. What about the Olive Garden?
No.
Why?
No, I don't like that. No, they got all the sauce and stuff. I like pizza. I like tomato sauce and I like pizza. And I like Chef Boyardee spaghetti.
Okay.
I really do.
Gelato.
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 It's gelato. Good boy.
Also kind of like a jello mold, isn't it, Buzz? I mean,
I think it's more of a cross between a snow cone and ice cream.
No, it's ice cream with more milk fat in it.
You boys don't even know what it is.
No, you're right.
How am I supposed to do the interview?
Well, I thought it was Italian ice.
No, it's like ice cream. The gentleman will explain.
I like ice cream.
You will like gelato.
Rocky Road. That's from my favorite movie, Goon.
Before we start, Rob, what is the setup for Charlie on this interview?
This is a travel agent that will allow you to bike through Italy and eat gelato as you go.
I don't know if I can do this interview.
So you bike through Italy and you eat ice cream?
Yeah.
On a bicycle?
Yeah.
Well, I got one of those.
With a big front wheel.
I got a big one.
Okay, you ready?
No, I don't have a big front wheel. I got two wheels that are the same size, Rob.
Stand by to give us your best announcer. Welcome to the Charlie Show.
Am I going
to
get the announcer part, too?
Yeah. You ready?
All right, good.
Here we go, and...
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Charlie Show with your host, Charlie Stuang-Stabila. Now, here's Charlie.
Hello. My name's Charlie. Charlie Stuang-Stabila. Welcome to the Charlie Interview Show. How are you doing today? Today we're going to be talking about...
Gelato. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Today we're going to be talking about Italian ice cream. It's called gelato.
Gelato.
And The guy's name is Joe. Joe Lucherson.
Lucherson. Hello.
His website is bikeinitaly.com.
Is he on?
Yes, he's on.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello there.
Welcome to the Charlie interview. How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
We're going to talk about ice cream.
All right.
Tell me all about your favorite ice cream, Joe.
My favorite is chocolate hazelnut. It's,
Yeah! Oh, gross! You don't put hazelnuts in ice cream!
Oh, well, the Italians do.
What?
The Italians certainly do. You know how crazy they are.
But why is their ice cream different from ours? Why don't... Joe, I have a question for you.
Yes, Charlie.
Why don't they just call it ice cream?
Well, why do they call it... They never do anything simple over there, right?
But they Joe, I got to tell you, Joe. I got to tell you something. There's Jell-O and there's ice cream. You can't put the two together. It doesn't work.
Now, Charlie, you realize that this guy's come on. Excuse me there, Joe. Is that he wants someone to pay.
Rod Spiewak told me that Mr. Mussolini enjoyed gelato. Said like, he ate it during WW2.
It's like a $4,000 or something like that to go to Italy, to ride bikes around it and eat ice cream. Gelato.
Gelato.
It rhymes with one of Rob's favorite words. Have you heard Rob say that word before?
Gelamna.
Mulatto.
Mulatto. I've heard Mr. Spiewak say that one all the time.
That would have been my guess.
What does it taste like? What does gelato taste like, Joe?
Gelato tastes like, if you could imagine the best thing on earth.
The best thing on earth is pizza. The best thing on earth is pizza.
Charlie, you have
Domino's cheese.
You have some callers. Would you like to take callers?
Yes, I would.
Oh, good.
Hello. This is the Charlie interview.
Is this Charlie's interview?
Is this Tom?
No.
Tom.
It's George.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Charlie.
What do you want, Tom?
I have to talk to Charlie.
Tom, I'm doing an interview and you're talking like me.
I am.
This is the way I talk, Tom.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
La-la-la.
Why are you talking like that?
La-la-la.
Stop it, Tom.
Charlie.
Stop it, Charlie.
Pay attention to your guest.
Stop. Oh, Joe.
Charlie.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I'm real sorry. This is my friend, Tom.
Hey there, Tom.
Tom,
hi,
say hi. Say hi to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
What's up, Tom?
What's going on, man?
Tom
is talking ice cream here.
Tom is like me. He's special.
I'm special like Charlie.
Tom, I don't have time to talk to you right
He's
now.
He's mentally retarded.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Come on, stop playing that.
Yeah, stop playing that.
Say hi to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Say bye to Joe.
No.
Yes.
Don't you think that gelato tastes a little like custard?
Hey, you know what gelato tastes like?
You've never had gelato, Tom.
Yes, I have.
You have not.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
You know what gelato is?
You don't know what it is.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, you better watch it.
No, you don't, Tom.
Yes, I do know what it is.
You don't, Tom.
I know what it is.
Why do you like me so much?
You know what it is, don't you?
What? What is it?
It's shredded up liver and onion.
Joe, tell him that's not true.
No way.
Tom?
Oh, dear.
Tom, spell Italy.
Hercules?
No, Italy. The country, Italy.
Give me another country.
Okay, how about...
All right, spell Siam.
No.
Oh, what's the King and I?
Give me another one.
All right, try...
United States of America.
No, come on. Try Iraq.
No, try me another one.
Okay, try me another one.
Iraq.
Iraq, A-R-C-K-E-Y.
Wrong.
Right.
Wrong.
Right.
You're wrong.
And I'm not Charlie.
Shut up, Tom.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha yourself.
I should reset that you're listening to the Charlie interview.
That's right.
Charlie is, of course, taking calls from
Joe.
From Tom.
We're talking with Joe Lucherson. Lucherson. And Joe's talking all about gelato. Tell us some of the flavors. Hey, Joe, I don't want to talk to Tom no more.
Okay.
All right.
Get off the phone, Tom.
I'm off the phone.
Don't make fun of me.
He's mentally retarded.
Hey.
Tom still has his training wheels on.
Hey, Charlie.
What?
I know where you guys are going to.
Where?
The old WARW Studios in Rockville, Maryland.
You're right, Tom. We are.
Good. Am I invited?
No, not if you use that voice.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, Don.
Say goodbye.
What, Tom?
Am I invited to the new studio?
Say goodbye. Sure. It's
bye,
my
Tom.
Segment.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Charlie.
Ass. Sorry, Joe.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, Joe, we're talking about gelato, and you're going to ride bikes and eat gelato in Italy, right?
We're going to ride bikes, eat gelato,
okay,
and
Joe,
and we're going to talk about Charlie.
Okay, good. Here's what I want to do. All right, you got gelato in different flavors, right?
All different
flavors. Okay, what I want you to do is you're going to list the gelatos, and I'm going to tell you whether I like them or not.
Okay, sounds good.
This is going to be a great game and really interesting for our listening friends. Are you ready?
Yeah, we'll start out with the easy ones.
All right, list them first.
Okay. How about chocolate?
Good.
How about tiramisu?
Huh?
Tiramisu.
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 Yeah.
No, because I don't know what it is. Sounds like cheese.
Well,
has it got cheese in it?
A little bit. Mascarpone cheese.
Yeah. Okay, no. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. No.
Lemon. Lemon.
Nah, not really. I like lemon drops. I don't like lemon in my ice cream.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Go.
Hey, how about, this is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Stracciatella.
Huh?
You didn't know you were going to get an Italian lesson today.
I'm allergic to codeine.
Well, then you wouldn't want that.
Scratch that one with the big word. Don't like that.
Okay. How about nocciola? Hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
No, we said that before. No, I don't like that. So I got one finger up, Joe. I got one finger up, and that's for chocolate.
Okay.
That's for chocolate, which is great. Everyone likes chocolate.
About cherry.
Cherry like flavor or cherry in? Don't give me a thumbs up, Rob. Mr. Spiewak says I should say yes to cherry. Okay, Rob.
I would have.
Okay, Rob. I'm saying yes to cherry.
Hey, Charlie.
That's two, Joe. We're not batting real good.
Hey, Charlie. Charlie.
Yes, Don.
Have you ever popped a chick's cherry?
Oh, you told me what that means.
If you're the first.
Joe, you know what he's talking about?
I might have a little idea, but you tell me. Tell me.
Okay, I'll do it the best I can. Down there,
the
there's a thing, and if it breaks, it's...
Remember, it's you bust her hymen.
That is really dirty. That is so dirty, Don. We're talking about ice cream.
That's
you're
what you call...
You're talking sex talk.
That's what you call popping a cherry.
You're talking sex talk right now.
And, Charlie, what does it mean when you
Don's talking sex talk.
What does it mean when you see a girl at the bar who can take a cherry and put it in her mouth...
Oh, I remember.
...and she can tie the stem in a knot with her tongue?
Hey,
what does that mean, Charlie?
Mr. Geronimo told me any girl that can do that with her mouth is a slut.
That's right.
And let's list some more gelato.
And a pump.
And a pump. Pump's a bad girl.
Do you find that, Joe?
That'll be my secret.
Your secret, but you like gelato.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of bike do you have?
What kind or what brand?
What brand? Kind?
Brand.
Kind is brand. Same thing, Joe. Duh.
Bianchi.
Huh?
Bianchi.
All these big words with, all these Italian words.
That's right. Hey,
is there a Bianchi?
When in Rome, right?
Is there a Bianchi gelato?
For you, we'd make one.
Okay, so we got cherry and chocolate. That's it.
That's it.
I'm not good with anything else. How about banana?
What?
Banana. You
banana.
Know, it's a fruit that grows on a tree.
Hey, Charlie, guess what's on TV tonight?
What's on?
I think it's on at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
Hold on.
Something you
deal
like.
Or
oh
no
my God.
Deal.
Joe Lucasen. Lucasen.
Charlie.
Yes.
Tonight.
You called me.
Oh.
9 o'clock.
Let's do that game. Don, look. He's doing the game with me. Watch this. Joe.
Charlie.
Joe.
Charlie.
Joe.
Marco.
Polo. I like you, Joe. I like you. I really like you.
Also tonight, Charlie, So You Think You Can Dance?
No, that sucks. Huh. I hate that show. I told the guys they should run Deal or No Deal. Hey, Joe, have you ever watched Howie Mandel on Deal or No Deal?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, it's so good. He takes all these pretty ladies, and they've got cases, and then they try to guess how much money's in. And Howie talks to this really, like, super powerful guy that's up in this room, and you can't even see him because he's such a big shot. And then he says, Deal or No Deal. You like that?
Oh, man.
We
no,
played Marco Polo.
Gelato.
We played Marco Polo at the orphanage until the fire.
Oh,
my orphanage had a fire.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, aren't you sad about Katie Couric leaving the Today Show?
I'm sad about the fire.
Yeah. Don't remember the fire.
I'm sad about the fire.
Come on now.
I set the fire.
Yes.
No, I didn't. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
What's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show.
Don't answer a question with a question, Joe. Duh.
Lost.
What
is it?
Lost.
Lost. Oh, that's so... It's so stupid. It's so stupid. They're like on a plane and it crashes and then all sorts of crazy things happen. I like Deal or No Deal.
Uh-huh. What else do you like?
The Apprentice. You're fired. That's it. I kind of like American Idol, but there's all these
Don't you like According to Jim?
Not as much as I used to.
Huh.
It got too wordy.
What about King of Queens?
King of Queens is the best comedy. Mm-hmm. It is the best comedy and anything on UPN. Anything. Look, I'll go right now. I'm going to get the paper out. Hey, Joe. Joe.
Yes, sir.
No. What do you say when I say Joe?
Charlie.
Joe.
Charlie.
Let me get it out. Hold on.
Here we go.
Charlie's
Where
not...
is it? Can't find it.
Charlie, what are you doing?
I don't have the TV guide. Where's my goddamn TV guide?
Charlie.
Oh, I spilled my water now.
Easy on the swears.
Oh, S.
Easy on the swears.
Where's my God? Jesus Christ.
Charlie.
What's my... Here it is. Okay. Look at... Going right to UPN. You ready?
Yeah.
My Baby's Daddy. Funny. That's a funny movie. Have you ever seen it?
It's got the guy from Kangaroo Jack, doesn't it?
He is the best. Kangaroo Jack. Did you see Kangaroo Jack, Joe?
Who?
Kangaroo Jack, the movie.
Tell them about the movie, Charlie.
This is the best movie. You got to watch it. They have it on those little things you buy, the DVDs.
Yes.
You put it in the machine. Yeah. What's so funny about that, ass? Rob?
Easy on the swears, Charlie.
I just felt like it today. Uh-huh. So, Kangaroo Jack steals this important thing that they have to find, and he's a kangaroo, and he can talk, and it's so funny. You'd love it. How about you take Kangaroo Jack to Italy?
Well,
Joe?
Charlie,
hey, he's been with me. I've already taken him to Italy.
You are just so about out of time, Charlie.
Wrap up?
Yep,
okay.
Wrap it up, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to my friend Joe, who's going to bicycle to different gelato places to buy gelato, which for those of you that don't know is ice cream in Italian. And I've enjoyed your time. I wish we had more time, but the time is past. So that's the time we have, Joe.
Okay, Charlie, enjoy that cherry flavor.
Don't forget, Joe's website is bikeinitaly.com. Joe, I love you. Thank you for being on the Charlie interview.
Right back at you, man.
Can you say I love you, Charlie?
Love you, Charlie.
It's a success. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Hold on just a moment. Let's see how it went.
Six Flags. Six Flags guy.
Uh-huh.
Good, yeah, you were great, and Charlie really liked it. He was really wound up today.
I was.
But it's
been a long time.
It's
been a long time since I felt well.
Really?
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I've been feeling a little suspect lately.
Suspect?
Feeling better now.
You look peaked.
Oh, yeah, it was rough last week. Yeah. Christ.
Wow.
I learned some dirty words from Mr. Ottinger.
Uh-huh.
He said, when you're really upset, you say that. Did that sound cool? Bad fire.
Oh, yeah. Again, we're back to that.
Yeah, at the orphanage.
You set the fire.
And Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
You set the fire.
September 52.
You set the fire, didn't
no
you, Charlie?
No one was to blame.
Charlie, who set the fire?
At Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
Who set the fire? It's okay, because who took your temperature too many times? Who took your temperature too many times?
At the orphanage?
Yeah. Who did it? Who was it?
a man that I know, and he's back around now, and I don't want to talk about him because you're making me feel really upset about that. If you're gonna bring that up,
the only man that escaped that fire. What is his name?
With me.
What is his name?
He is older than me.
Yeah. What is his name?
Gillespie.
Oh no.
That's right, Greg Gillespie.
Mm-hmm. The gas oven was faulty.
Charlie doesn't understand this, so I can say this.
Mm-hmm.
Gillespie sodomized Charlie.
I didn't know that.
What does that mean, pray tell?
Take your temperature.
Oh, that way?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They weren't even doctors.
How many times did Gillespie do that to you?
Every day.
And isn't that why you burned down the orphanage?
Yes, because I got tired of it.
Yes.
I got tired. I was tired and sore.
Of course.
I got really, really mad. Only me, Greg, and my brother Matthew survived.
And, of course, Greg Gillespie is the program director here of WJFK.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He never will be to me.
Yes, he is.
He never will be to me. I hated him and his red hair. God.
How many senseless deaths happened because you burned down that orphanage?
I was upset.
How many people, Charlie?
We had about 7,000, 8,000.
Wow.
I don't know numbers good.
Big school.
I don't know numbers good. I don't
people.
Do numbers good. I don't know.
Might not have been that many.
Matthew survived, but now he's half a man. Half a man. But he is so excited. He got a new toy.
What's that?
A super-powered rascal. 4 batteries.
Huh.
He flies.
Your brother Matthew.
Mm-hmm. He says hi. Well, he said as best he can. It's kind of more like, brr.
All right, Charlie.
Bird dog.
Sorry about Gillespie.
Going to see Dawn today, Matthew. Magic with bird dog. Matthew battles the affliction. He got it real bad.
Yeah, he do.
He'll do okay, though.
Yeah.
He come down with something permanent.
Did you hear Jessica left?
No.
Yep.
Yes. Jessica with the boobs?
Jessica Rabbit, right.
Oh.
She's gone.
She was going to be... You know, Mr. Ottinger told me that I could...
Bang her.
Yes.
Right.
I didn't say it. You did. You said it, but I never got a chance. Where'd she go?
She went to Norfolk.
Well, she sent me an email. It doesn't matter. I don't have a computer.
Right.
I don't even have a stove.
Right.
I got a room.
The fire.
And a bed. Man, Christ, I left her knockers.
How old are you, Charlie?
I'm about 63.
How old is he, Rob?
No.
65.
Right.
65, the age of retirement.
You'll be 66 on December 13th.
But Mr. Hughes said, I'm going to work you till you're dead.
Oh, there you go.
Paint these walls. Clean
right.
these gutters.
Well, I believe the statute of limitations of you burning down your orphanage because you were tortured by Greg Gillespie has
Very
passed.
Very bad.
So you should just admit it now that you did it. You set the fire.
I did.
You did.
I admit it.
Because of Gillespie.
Long time ago. Doesn't matter. Back in the 50s. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody. Didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. I was angry.
Angry.
Someone said to me one time, I'm filled with anger. Filled with anger. All the time. Charlie, you are filled with anger. What's wrong with you? I said, look at my brother I got to take care of every day. He's got an affliction.
Yes.
That's a pain. Why are you laughing? Come on.
Can I pull a Tom on you?
What's that?
Can you spell affliction?
Yes.
Go.
A.
Yeah.
F.
Mm-hmm.
F.
Mm-hmm.
L-I-C. T-I-O-N.
Wow.
There we are.
Very good.
What do you think of that? I don't have that same thing he's got. Give me another one.
Spell Italy.
I-T-A-L-Y.
Spell gelato.
That's no fair. I just learned that one today. All right. J-E-L-L.
G-E-L-A-T-O.
I'm not as good a speller as I am an arsonist.
Clearly.
Spell arson.
A-R-S-O-N.
Right.
Yep. We know.
We do.
I tell Rob my secrets.
Spell,
all of them.
Spell spaz.
Which way?
Both ways.
Okay, there are two ways.
Okay.
There's the simple way,
yeah.
S-P-A-Z, spaz,
right.
And yeah. Then there's the S-P-A-Z-Z-Z, spaz.
Uh-huh.
I was called it all my life.
Spell Mongo.
How about this? Get on the bus, spaz.
Spell Mongo.
M-O-N-G-O.
One more. Window liquor.
W-I-N-D-O-W. L-I-C-K-E-R. Mm-hmm. Window liquor.
Brilliant.
Man, Charlie.
I love spelling. I was always good at it.
Very good at it.
Terrible at math. Good at spelling.
I bet you won't be able to get through this one. Last one. Spell vagina.
I know this one.
I know you do, but I know that you also get
Mr.
very
Norman
nervous.
Gave me a book.
Oh, good.
You get very
give
nervous.
Me one of his special books.
The word is vagina. Mm. And I know that you start to get a little kooky when you think about it.
Oh, Charlie. I don't know if you can get
through this. I don't know what part of the body it is now. It had a diagram.
Yeah, the daisy.
V-A-C-H-I-N-A. Vagina. No?
No.
Charlie, get it wrong?
That's absolutely right, Charlie.
Charlie, screw up?
Vagina. Vagina. That's going to be the name of my new Chinese restaurant.
Vagina.
Welcome to Vagina.
Vagina. Enjoy, everyone. By the way, the windows in your green room are delicious.
Thank you, Charlie.
I licked them all. Thanks, boy.
Wow. Bye, Charlie.
He was wound up today.
Jesus. Been a long time.
What's the deal with him?
Been a long time.
He loves it when Tom calls.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Put that poor schmuck on the phone.
Boy, it's very interesting today.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.